Welcome to The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. Today we are on step number 4. We have been doing a series of how to make a life, how to build a life that is meant for you. Every life is different. We're not trying to build lives that are for our friends, our neighbors, some collective group of people. We want to build a life that is meaningful and purposeful for ourselves. But how do you do that? We have gone through awareness. We have talked about taking radical responsibility. Last time we talked about making choices and how to ditch the victim mindset, get rid of blame. Today we're going to talk about the actual action of taking action from your truth. So if you're still tuning into this series, I thank you very much. Here's the 4th step. Take action from your truth. It is such a funny thing to say this because I didn't think about it. I don't know if you've thought about it, but I don't think most of us have. Every day, as we talked about last time, we are making choices. We are choosing to get out of bed. We're choosing to stay in bed. Even though it doesn't feel like a choice when you are acting unconsciously, you are actually making a choice. Coffee versus tea. We talked about that. But where is this action? Where is this choice coming from? I talked about it for a moment. But today I really want to deep dive into this question of taking action from your truth. How do you even know? This is the thing that my clients get hung up on the most. This is the thing that I lost 3 years of my life over. This is the thing that landed me in a job that I did really well in, but I didn't necessarily love, nor do I feel like I ever made an honest choice from my own truth. I was 24 years old and I wanted to get a job, get paid, you know, get somewhere in my life. And an opportunity came in front of me to help run a healthcare tech business with my brother. I took action from an idea. Well, if I do this for a while, I'll follow my passions later. But it wasn't really my truth. My truth was, in that sentence, I had a passion that I was putting on to a bookshelf. I didn't think about that choice very long. I just took action, and suddenly I was a healthcare tech entrepreneur. And I was one for 10, 15 years until I built up a huge company and sold it. I was taking action on a daily basis, but it wasn't aligned with my deepest truth. People come to me and they say, I want to figure out what I want to do with my career. I want to change careers. And then we end up talking about relationships and how to make their relationships better, or maybe it's not the right relationship for them. But the question becomes how to take action from your truth. So I ask my clients to slow down and start small, but nobody wants to. They're ready to take massive action, right? Like leap into your truth, follow your passions, find your bliss. That's what I did. I just said, I want to find something authentic, and boom, I thought it would show up in front of me. I didn't realize I had lost all connection to my truth. So it's like going to the gym and saying, I haven't worked out for years in my case. For some of you, it might be less. For some of you, more. It had been a decade for me. You don't go to the gym for a decade and then you just try to lift 300 pounds over your head. You're going to get crushed. I was starting with this massive question, what do I want to do with my entire career? When in fact, I couldn't take action from my truth for 5 minutes. What does it look like to spend a single day taking action from your truth? What if you woke up in the morning and each action you took, maybe you have to go to the office and it's not what you want to do, but you're at least aware that it's not your truth. What would your truth be? What would the action be today that you'd want to take that is truly coming from you? And if you're tired and you've been making inauthentic decisions for a long time, you might be thinking, I just want to be on the top of a mountain somewhere away from everybody. And by the way, that's a huge indication that you have been disconnected from your truth for a long, long time. Unless, of course, you happen to just be a huge adventurer. But most of us, that's just the sign that we need to get away. We need to reconnect. What happens when we go to a mountain? We find ourselves. But you don't need to go to a mountain. You don't need to meditate for 3 hours. You just have to spend today walking in your truth. Say something to somebody that you've been meaning to say for a long time. Tell them the truth. Tell them how you really feel. Make a decision, small decision, from your truth. What do you want today? What would make you feel good? What makes you happy? How do you know? Well, here's the question. How does it feel in your body? Most of us don't trust the gut instinct, the body intelligence, what's happening within ourselves. I am not a fan of following passions. I'm not a fan of following some kind of whim. But our body intelligence tells us a lot. It tells us what lifts us up and what weighs us down. If you start to tune in to that on a daily basis on small things, start to figure out where you feel heavy, weighed down, uninspired, and where you feel light, free, open, excited, uplifted. In the smallest of decisions, what you're eating for lunch, who you're going to talk to, the things you talk about, the books that you read, the company that you keep, the exercise you have. And, you know, this is the separation is speaking your truth doesn't mean you're doing easy things. You may have to work hard. I love yoga, but it's hard. But it is my truth. It makes me happy. If you feel as if you think about a day of in your truth and you think you don't deserve it, that other people will judge you for the things that you love, this is a sign that you're carrying emotional weight. My book, Emotional Obesity, was a metaphor about this idea that we are weighed down by the thoughts that get in the way of our truth. If this is the case, you can hop over to my website, jump on the emotional scale that I build. It's free. No strings, no nothing. But figure out what it is that gets in your way. Is it the confidence to follow your truth? Is it other people's opinions? Is it a sense of frustration and anger you can't even get there when you think about it? It just makes you mad or sad? What is going on with you? This is what I help my clients uncover. Their truth. What's in the way? It is typically a pattern of thought, blaming, victim, judgments. The internal judge can be the worst. Everything you say you want, the judge takes away. But what if you spent today having the courage to just take action from a single truth? Do you want tacos for dinner or spaghetti? And do you want to go to a movie or do you want to go home and rest? Do you need to take a bath? Do you need to work out? What is it that you need? What feels right to you? What lifts you up doesn't weigh you down? And if that question just feels impossible for you to answer, it's just a sign that you've been doing this for a long time. Don't worry. You have the answers within you. All of us do. We are designed this way. And if you know the answer, I am not suggesting that you jump and leap forward in a moment of blind faith that everything will work out. I can't stand the stuff on the internet about this. You have to deal in reality. Just because you want something doesn't mean you're ready, doesn't mean the opportunity is there. You have to take steps. You have to figure out what your truth is and take steps one by one to make it happen. It's hard work to make your dreams, your truth become a reality. But when you're working on your truth, when you're coming from that space, when you're working hard, it doesn't feel like hard work. It feels like that flow state. I always wondered what that was. People always talked about the flow state. And it just means that you're lost in what you're doing. Have you ever had that experience with a hobby, with anything? You just lose track of time playing with your kids? If you've ever experienced that, then that's what we want most of the time. Right? Not every activity. Some of the things I have to do, I don't want to do. It's not a guaranteed blissful state at all moments. But how often are you just painfully aware of what you're doing? You've picked a workout routine that you can't stand because you read that it's the right one to do. You've got social obligations. You've signed up for all sorts of things because it's the right thing to do. You're choosing things because other people approve. They tell you you're a great person. They tell you, you know, you're doing a good job. You're not doing things because you're afraid. You're afraid of being found out as the imposter, that you're not good enough, that you're really not talented. All of these are signs that you are acting out of accordance with your inner wisdom, who you really are, your talents, your unique gifts are not coming out to the world for the rest of us to share. And when I first heard these ideas, I got to tell you, I was like, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. But it's true and it works. It doesn't mean it's not hard work. It just means that life will take on a different shape, a different tone, a different feel. You'll have a sense of long-term contentment, joy, freedom, despite the things that happen around you. You'll feel like an absolute pillar, even when the world is spinning. T.S. Eliot has this great line in the Four Quartets, a Nobel Prize-winning poem, "A still point in the turning world." To me, that was my ultimate goal. I wanted to have a still point, even when the world was turning around me. This will get you there. I hope you liked today's episode. Practice your truth. See if you can spend 5 minutes, 5 hours, any amount of time today in your truth. I promise you, you will survive if you speak your truth. It may feel like you won't, but it is the most important step in finding a life, building a life that you love, and finding that sense of peace, happiness, and inner joy, and bringing that to the rest of the world. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, do me a favor, hop over to iTunes, write a review, share it with a friend. Every little bit helps. Thanks for tuning in.